Today, we'd like to see the title of a hill, the land, in the 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12 to 22. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 12, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. What is your prayer? The first question, God said your prayer. What is your prayer? Question 2, in verse 13, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or I command the locust to devour the land, or I send pestilence among my people, how do you heal the land? Next question, God said, the land were suffered. So the question is, how do you heal the land? The last question in verse 18, then I, God, will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. How will Solomon's throne establish or fail? The question, last question, how will Solomon's throne establish or fail? First of all, for this chapter background, the 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. And on the eighth day, they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. First, the dedications 7 days, the other 7 days, the feast. What is the feast? That is the feast of a tabernacle. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. So, first the 7 days in dedication of the temple of a sacrifice to the Lord, then 7 days feast of tabernacles. Verse 10, on the 23rd of the 7th month, Solomon sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then, verse 12, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Every people were gone to their home. Now very quiet time. So we don't know exactly then. So 1 day later or 2 days later or 6 months later, we don't know. Very quiet time. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. Here, your prayer, what is your prayer? Your prayer, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 20, Solomon prayed that your eyes, God's eyes, may be open toward this temple, day and night, toward the place where you sat. You would put your name, that you may hear the prayer which your servants match to this place. So Solomon prayed, asked to God, Lord, you will listen our prayer in this place of the temple of sacrifice. There, God said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. God answered, I chose this place which you asked for myself as a house of sacrifice. This place, actually Moriah place, original Genesis chapter 22, verse 2, Then God said, take now your son, Isaac, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering at one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the land for burnt offering. So the two of them went together. So we see a lady, God told Abraham to give a sacrifice at a particular place, that is Moriah Mountain. That is today Israel, the temple, today the temple, you know, Baza temple, actually Muslim temple located there. So one historical scholar says so, but another historical scholar said not that place, a little north side and place, that is probably the place where Solomon Temple was built. Also, because we need mediator between God and human being. So, for example, Job in chapter 9, verse 32 and 33. So basically, Job answered to his friend. So we need a mediator between infinite God and the finite man. For he's not a man. God is not a man, as I am, as Job is, that I may answer him. I may answer God, and that we should go to court together. We, meaning Job and Job's friend, should go to court together. Verse 33, nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both. So we need a mediator between God and creatures, man. So that is obviously the Lord Jesus Christ was a mediator between God and man after several hundreds later, right? So we know that. Verse 13, when I shut up heaven, there is no rain. I mean God. God told to Solomon, when God shut up heaven, there is no rain, or commanded the locusts to devour the land. God allowed the locusts to devour the land, or send a pestilence among my people. That kind of thing, actually repeated the Second Chronicle chapter 6, verses 28 through 30. So God gave a certain punishment, like there no rain or locust and disease among land. That time is God, give a solution. How do you heal the land? How do you respond to the Lord in order to heal land? That question answers verse 14. If my people who are called by my name, God's name, will humble themselves, first humble yourself before God. So humble yourself meaning do not complain, do not rebel against God. Just humble your service and pray. Number two, pray meaning communication with God, open your heart, communication. Number three, seek my face, seek God's will, do not pursue your will. That's a problem. Seek God's face, not your will. That's why we should observe God's word very carefully. Do not distort God's word. Seek God's will. Then turn from their wicked way. Then you turn from your wicked way, from your simple way. Then God will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So in order to heal the land, first you should be humble, pray, seek God's will, then turn your surface from your wicked ways. That's the first step. Verse 15, now my eyes, God's eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to prayer, or my ears pay attention to prayer. Made in this place Moriah, in a place, you know, Abraham attempted to give a sacrifice of his son Isaac, but actually God, you know, prepared a goat, you know, at that time. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. So God, you know, will, you know, go there. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David worked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, hear all that I have commanded you. Basically, God, you know, wants the people to keep all, not partial thing, all that God commanded you. And if you keep my statute and my judgment, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom. So then God will establish the throne of your kingdom, Solomon's kingdom, Solomon's descendants and the kingdom, you know, forever. As I covenant with, as I made a covenant with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. So in order to establish, you keep all commandments. Then, but here warning, but if you turn away and forsake my statute and my commandment, which I have set before you. So you turn away from God, forsake God's word, and go and serve other gods and worship them. If you worship, you know, idols, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my soul. Basically, God will destroy this temple too, because you worship the idol, you turned away from God, and forsake God's word, and will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house, here the problem is God is always and faithful, but we are not. But God asked us to be faithful. For example, Psalm chapter 119, verse 90, God is faithful. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful. If we repent our sin, you know, so then, you know, God will forgive our sin and unrighteousness, everything. So also Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, and God asked us to be faithful. So God will cast out my side. Verse 21, and as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished or will be frightened and say, why has the Lord done this to this land and this house? Which meaning, why God destroyed this temple? Then they will answer, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and embraced the other gods, embraced the idols, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore he has brought all this calamity on them. So actually Solomon, the forsook God, and worshiped the idol. I gave his example. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. Moses received the God's word, but he shall not multiply. So Israel king shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, people, the Lord has said to you, the Lord has said to Moses. So number one, do not multiply horses. Because in order to multiply horses, they would go to Egypt. Egypt is a pagan country. You shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives. Do not multiply wives. Why? For himself. Lest his heart turn away. Because a king's heart turn away from God. Nor shall be greatly multiplied silver and gold for himself. God and Esther, do not multiply horses, do not multiply wives, do not multiply the silver and gold, because he would turn away from God to idols, like horses or wives or silver gold. So number one, horse, the first king, chapter 4, verse 26, Solomon multiplied. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariot and 12,000 horsemen. So Solomon multiplied horses. Wives. The first king, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonians, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. His wives turned away his heart. So finally, Solomon, you know, worshipped idols. Also, gold, the Second Chronicle, chapter 9, verse 15 and 16. And King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold, 600 shekels, 1 shekel, 2/5 ounce, or 1 shekel, 11.34 gram. 600 shekels of hammered gold went into each shield. He also made 300 shields of hammered gold. 300 shekels of gold went into each shield. The king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. The last one failed. The Second Chronicle, chapter 6, verse 11 to 20. Because Solomon turned away from God. That's why finally Solomon descended the country, Judah, failed. So also the temple of a sacrifice was abolished, was destroyed. The second one, chapter 6, verse 11 to 20. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian king, who had made him swear an oath by God. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord God of Israel. Moreover, all the leaders of the priests and the people transgressed more and more, according to all the abomination of the nations, and defiled the house of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. So finally, the house of the Lord was defiled by Babylonian kings. Let's sing. Let's see. You know, each question. Question one. In verse 12, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. What is your prayer?" That answered the Second Chronicles chapter 6. Verse 20, Solomon prayed, "Your eyes may be open toward this temple day and night, toward the place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear your prayer, which your servant makes toward this place. God said, you know, I heard, you know, I have chosen this place. That's the answer. Question 2, in verse 13. When I shut up, God shut up heaven, and there was no rain, or I commanded the locusts to devour the land, or send a pestilence among my people. How do you kill the land? The question is, verse 14, people God, number one, humble, number two, pray, number three, see God's will, the last one, turn away from wicked behavior. The question 3, in verse 18, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenant with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. How will Solomon's throne establish or fail? So in order to establish Solomon's throne, you know, through his descendants, he and his descendants should keep all commandments which God gave. That's in order to establish the Solomon throne. How Solomon throne fail? You forsake all commandments and turn back from God to idols. That God, you turn away, forsook God's statute, God's commandment, and serve other gods. That time, your kingdom will fail. Let's sing song all together, Imagine Grace, and we will close today's Bible study. Thank you.